First, there were 230 cities, and then there were two.
As part of the agreement, Amazon is going to go through a brief training program to adopt a New York accent, which is part of the MOU.
We really think that having the talent pool that we have now and being able to attract other talent will really help businesses grow in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
After a year of sizing up cities around the country, Amazon announced this week that HQ2 is coming to Long Island City in Queens, New York, and Crystal City in Arlington, Virginia. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who've long had an acrimonious relationship, praised the deal in a rare joint press conference on Tuesday.
Economic development is the engine that pulls the train.
They look at a 9-to-1 return on the investment.
Either you are creating jobs or you are losing jobs.
They look at the $27 billion in state and city tax revenue.
Either you are part of the economy of tomorrow or you're part of the economy of yesterday.
Beyond anything anyone's ever seen before.
This is a competition.
More and more people will come to like it.
Standing in front of a podium that read, "Virginia is for Amazon lovers," Governor Ralph Northam had this to say about the deal.
Together, we will think big, create a world-class model for public-private partnership, and test and implement the technological solutions that will drive Amazon, our communities, and the Commonwealth forward.
But not everyone is happy. Newly elected Queens Congresswoman Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted out this. Quote, "We've been getting calls and outreach from Queens residents all day about this. The community's response, outrage." There was also backlash from community activists in Crystal City, and even the conservative National Review weighed in expressing its concern over the deal. It's a stew of billions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies, promises of tens of thousands of jobs, and concerns about gentrification and overcrowding. Today on The Takeaway, we'll talk about who wins and who loses when Amazon comes to town. For that, I turn to Daniel Geiger, senior real estate reporter for Crain's New York Business. Welcome to The Takeaway, Daniel.
Tanzina, great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And we've got Robert McCartney, senior regional correspondent for The Washington Post on the line. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Good to be here, Tanzina.
All right, first question up for both of you. We saw and we heard public officials praising this move on Tuesday, but I'm wondering if you can each tell us what the residents of Long Island City and Arlington or Crystal City feel today. Daniel.
Well, you've certainly heard the local councilman, Jimmy Van Bramer, speak with a lot of concern. There's a sense of even outrage. You know, this is going to be done through a structure where there's something called a general project plan, right? Where you do basically by under a state framework, you rezone the area, right? These are sites that are along the water. They're manufacturing sites. They can't accommodate the kind of square footage that Amazon is going to build. So they're going to go through a rezoning process at the state level, general project plan. It cuts out the city council to some degree. In some ways, it cuts out the veto power of the community, right? The city council is supposed to represent the community, its concerns. If there's concerns, the city council can hold a veto power in a typical land use review. Again, that does an end around that process. So the state has a higher level of power over this site. The community will get input. But you can see where there would be concerns. They're going to come out and they're going to be able to say their piece. They're going to say if they like this or they don't like this. But they're not going to have the kind of veto power that a normal uniform land use review process would give them.
Which the city really, and de Blasio admitted that they sort of bypassed that. I'm curious, Robert, what are the residents of Crystal City thinking today?
It's definitely a mixed reaction. My impression is that there's less outrage and overt, aggressive public criticism in Northern Virginia, in Arlington. It's really the Crystal City is really a neighborhood in Arlington, the county of Arlington in Northern Virginia, right across the Potomac River from downtown Washington, D.C. The people seem not to be quite as unhappy, at least so far, as some of the stuff I've heard out of New York. But it's definitely a mixed feeling. Obviously, there's sense of pride and excitement about getting all these new jobs, very well-paying jobs. There's a sense that this has helped the prestige and reputation of Northern Virginia as a forward-looking place, as a techie place, as a place that can attract big companies and huge, highly publicized national competitions. But there's a lot of concern about three things. First is traffic. The traffic is very bad in Northern Virginia, and you bring in 25,000 new people, even over 10 or 15 years, and all of the additional business and that's going to be generated and more people coming in. There's already, you know, during rush hour, it's bumper to bumper on some of the roads, main roads right around where Amazon is going to be. There's a lot of concern about that. There's concern about housing prices. You're bringing in a lot of highly paid people. They're going to bid up rents. They're going to bid up homeowners. Home prices. Now, people who own homes are thrilled about it. The joke is, our houses are going to be worth much more, but we're never going to be able to leave them because of the traffic. But then for people, sort of working class people, lower and middle income people, they're going to have to move further out in order to be able to afford to live. And that's just going to make the traffic worse. And then there's this feeling, there's this concern that in general, it's just going to sort of exacerbate and widen the gap that already exists between upper income professional people and lower income working people. And it's just going to make that divide even worse.
I'm speaking with Daniel Geiger, a senior real estate reporter for Crain's New York Business, and Robert McCartney, a senior regional correspondent for The Washington Post, about Amazon's new headquarters. Now, I want to bring up this stat. Every year, cities and states spend upwards of $90 billion, with a B, in tax breaks and cash grants to get companies to move to those states. That's more money than the federal government spends annually on housing, education, or transportation. And I bring this up because I want to ask, Dan, I'll start with you, why does Amazon need any subsidies at all? Before we even start breaking down the subsidies, why does this company need that?
Well, that's the big question here, right? I mean, you have one of the world's most valuable companies that's founded by the world's richest man. Why do we have to lavish these tax breaks on a company that's clearly this wealthy? In Europe, they don't allow this kind of thing, right? They don't allow different municipalities to compete against one another in what's called a race to the bottom. I think that the thing that you really saw the mayor and the governor do yesterday was they really put it out front again and again. They hammered on the fact that they had to compete hard against places like Texas. They mentioned Texas. They mentioned Florida.
But did they really? Was this really a competition?
That's, again, the question that they're going. And then the other flip side of that is, this is going to yield. They said 9-1, right, that every dollar essentially in tax breaks that they give, they're going to yield over a period of 10 or 25 years. It's going to produce a multiple of that, right? The city is saying it's going to get $13.5 billion in revenue in the next 10 years. I think the state said $14 billion. That gets you to about $28 billion. They're saying this is going to pay dividends. They're also saying that these are the kinds of jobs we need. And they made a point to talk about a divided society of the haves and have-nots that is in the city that people talk about. The mayor saying that he gets questions all the time from NYCHA residents, from young people, people in college, people in high school. How do I get into a lucrative field? How do I get into the tech sector, which has been growing in the city for the last decade or more, dramatically growing? And it has it been inclusive? That's a question. The mayor is saying, well, this is an opportunity to create that doorway, right? That they're going to have job programs. They're going right nearby this Amazon headquarters, of course, is the Queensbridge Houses, right? It's the biggest public housing complex in the entire country. You have thousands and thousands of residents there, low-income residents. They're saying they're going to have a job program that's going to include Queensbridge Houses, that's going to provide a gateway for people, for young people, for people of all types to come and join Amazon and be a part of this, this high-paying jobs that are going to be coming to the city, right? So that's the framework that we're working with, and that's the question. Is that worth it? Is that worth the tax breaks to bring this company here? They're talking about it being a game changer. 25,000 jobs is something that no company, again, according
to— But it's 25,000 over the course of a bunch of— I mean, we're talking about
10 years,
right? 10 years. Same in Crystal City. Is that right, Robert?
That's correct.
So it's going to be an investment of, I think it's $819 million in Crystal City, and then we'll see the same types of jobs, Robert? I'm wondering, are we looking at high-paying, 150K average jobs also going to Crystal City?
The promise in the Memorandum of Understanding, yes, is average pay of $150,000 or more for up to 25,000 jobs. And that's up actually from $100,000 average salary that was originally promised by Amazon. That's changed
right.
in the course of the negotiations. It certainly encouraged the Virginia authorities to increase a little bit the tax incentive, the subsidy, if you will, that they're paying to Amazon. But you know these subsidies. This is. Of course, Amazon, you asked at the beginning, Tanzina, does Amazon need these subsidies? No, of course it doesn't need these subsidies. It's one of the richest companies in the world. I should mention, by the way, that the CEO and founder, you know, owns my newspaper. We have editorial independence, but I should mention that he does own the paper. We put that in every story. They don't need the subsidies.
They
but
don't
these
need the money.
These
but
towns.
Me, yeah.
And another thing is that, you know, the city, on the question of this, we've added 700,000 jobs in the last 10 years. We're at sort of a record employment. Is this the time where you lavish these kinds of benefits on a company like this, which clearly can afford to be here on its own merits? Does it need this? But this is a big question. And a lot of fiscal watchdogs have told me, James Parrott from the New School told me, this is outrageous. This is an outrageous deal. He used that word to describe this because he believes that this is the kind of tax deal we shouldn't be giving to companies like this at a time like this.
Well, and that's the question. I mean, we want to talk about, I don't know if the same is true, Robert, in Crystal City, but I know in New York City specifically where this new headquarters is going to be set up, our public transportation infrastructure, I know it well, I take it every day right in that community, is failing. Is any of this actually going to be used supposedly to help that infrastructure?
I would just say that it's funny, the Amazon folks are saying they're going to have a helipad, so 120 days of the year they'll be flying in.
There you go. Robert, your point.
Some of the money that's being spent, invested by Virginia, is going to improve transportation infrastructure. Look, unless states and cities all agree that they're not going to offer these subsidies, this problem is not going to go away. There has to be a nationwide agreement to stand down and not offer the subsidies, because companies like Amazon at least don't need this money in order to make these investments. But if they're going to be offered the money by the states and cities, then of course they're going to take it. Unless there's a deal, this problem is not going to go away.
Daniel Geiger, senior real estate reporter for Crain's New York Business, and Robert McCartney, senior regional correspondent for The Washington Post. Thanks to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.